This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. Look who it is right over there, Jason Sakanik, everybody.
Hey, hey.
So, dude. He's in a sling. He will be for 12 weeks.
Yeah, not going anywhere anytime soon.
But you sound surprisingly good.
Way better than I
mean, I was expecting some slurry, you know, like...
I kicked the pain pills like 2 days in.
That's smart.
Which, you know, sucked because it hurts and still does, but I just... Pain pills to me are just not a real good thing. You get off of them as soon as you can.
I think the only thing I noticed is that you had a little bit of a raspy voice, probably because you haven't talked as much for the last, like, 7 days.
Yeah, I haven't said much. And I had tubes stuffed down my throat.
Yeah.
And my lungs, they gave me, like, this breathing machine. Because I was under for a while, and because they said your lungs, you know, can struggle and you get some fluid in them. I will say that I felt a little wheezy the last couple of days as I've tried to get out and walk and now talk. I can certainly feel it in my chest.
Well, you sound great.
Well, thank you.
You look great. You know, I didn't know what to expect with Big Sook today. I came into the show. I didn't even know if you were going to be here. I was like, maybe he's here, maybe he's not. But it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, he said in about a week he thought I would feel significantly better, and this was actually 1 week. And I don't know if I could have done the show maybe Sunday, you know, Saturday, Sunday, if we had had one. But I got pretty humbled. I underestimated the severity of this, the recovery of this, and it really kicked me right in the teeth.
Well, he's back, folks. You did miss the John Gruden stuff.
I know.
At some point, I'd like your thoughts on John Gruden.
He had great baseball happening.
Because you played for him.
I did play for him. He has no idea who I am, but, you know.
No, but, we have a Gruden segment coming.
Okay.
But maybe not today. The Ducks message boards are heating up.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating that... Well, I guess Oklahoma had this too. I mean, Oklahoma was undefeated and they booed their quarterback right the hell off the field, and he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. I just haven't seen this much universal anger to a successful season from an Oregon fan base in the 17 years we've been doing this.
The fans know. You know, if the students section at Oklahoma starts chanting for Caleb Williams, you put Caleb Williams in, because why? Well, Caleb Williams is going to win you 2 games.
True freshman.
And now he's a Heisman candidate.
He's out there killing it.
So when Oregon fans are chanting for Ty Thompson, coaches need to listen.
I want them to make the change, but to Jay Butterfield, and then, like, for Oregon fan to be even more upset. No!
Not that one.
That's not the one we wanted.
And then they put in the other guy. Who's that other guy?
Robbie Ashford.
Yeah, then they put in Ashford, and they're like, no, the other one.
It's Ty Thompson, damn it, I saw it in the spring.
They should put Thibodeau back there.
They just go in alphabetical order. Ashford, Butterfield, then Ty Thompson.
Going down the chart, man.
Yeah, and I'll
you
say
want us to bench Anthony Brown? Here you go.
That was the first time since his freshman year that I thought Thibodeau actually looked like a true game wrecker.
Monster.
And looked like a, you know, a top three pick.
Also, Tennessee had some issues with Lane Kiffin returning. We will discuss.
Mustard bottles.
Tonight.
Golf balls.
We have Nick Rolovich out at Washington State. And coming up tonight in the club, we have billionaire news. And Mike and I were just talking about the swastika on Thursday because of the Herschel Walker story.
Oh, yeah.
The swastika needle. You see that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. I was making the case that I feel like in the last 4 or 5 years, the swastika and Nazi salute is being more normalized.
It's making a comeback.
Yes. I feel like we are not reacting to that the way we should.
We're not punching Nazis in the face anymore.
In outrage. Well, there was the video of the Smash Mouth guy. Did you see that?
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Well, there was a lot to talk about there. We talked about it last week.
Say, that's a lot to unpack. I saw that video.
Yeah. Unbelievable. By the way, he's retired now. So no more Smash Mouth.
Here's the dream. Coming on stage, Smash Mouth. And here's a Jeep Drive to Left by Castellanos.
So that guy, he's lead singer Smash Mouth, and I guess they were playing shows, and he's just drunk, and there's a video, and it's just awful.
And he does the Heil Hitler.
He can't sing, and he's yelling at people. But yes, right in the middle of it, he does a Nazi salute, and no one says a damn thing about it.
Well, I mean, it did happen in Charlottesville and the whole Tiki Torches, and that seemed to not be a game ender for anybody.
This is not a good trend.
No,
anyway,
no, it is not.
Why I'm saying that is we have another story in this regard. That I will present to you in tonight's club.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, lovely is right.
Well, they say everything is cyclical, right? So this is coming back. Hooray!
Yikes. Right now, though, let's get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
I'm not a fuddy-duddy.
We'll do it live.
Why? So look for porn, Dad. Porn.
Number five.
Good little sports night. ALCS Game 3 in Boston. That series tied 1-1. Red Sox are tossing Eduardo Rodriguez against the Astros' Jose Urquidy. Monday Night Football will pit Tennessee and Buffalo. Josh Allen, he's been sacked 5 times in 5 games. Meanwhile, Ryan Tannehill's gone down 20 times for the Titans.
One of those things better than the other. Right now, I mean, you can make a very, very strong case, even though they're not undefeated, like Arizona. The Buffalo is the best team in the NFL. And, you know, Tennessee, I mean, they're leading that division, but
offensive line issues.
Yeah. If Buffalo is who we think they are, this is a Buffalo win.
Blazers season opens this week. Home games against Sacramento and Phoenix on Wednesday and Saturday. Then they play at the Clippers on Monday. The regular season win total over under for your Zers is 44.5.
I'll take the over.
Number 4.
Seahawks defensive end. What?
I was gonna say, how many times have they finished under 44 wins with Damian Lillard at the helm?
I actually looked that up today. Way more than you think.
Really?
But, well, they had the COVID.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, just go look it up.
Okay.
Let's see. Where was I? What was I saying?
Seahawks.
Yeah. Daryl Taylor was carted off the field last night. The defensive end there with the head and neck injury. Looked pretty scary, but he is home. And he's moving all his extremities. The Seahawks say they have spoken with free agent quarterback Cam Newton.
He's vaxxed and ready to,
he wants to play.
He wants to play.
Yep. They didn't elaborate, though. So Pete Carroll said they've talked to Cam Newton.
Yes. He said they're exploring the idea of they will contact anyone that they think can help them. But that does not include Colin Kaepernick.
Well, that's ship sailing.
I know. I'm just saying, yes, they have talked to Cam. I'm guessing they've talked to a lot of people at this point.
MRI on the strained calf of Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott shows just that, a strained calf. They are optimistic he plays this week. Happened on the last play of the game against the Patriots. For the Niners, Jimmy G is back at practice. Trey Lance is not. The Vikings have lost DB Patrick Peterson at least until week 11 with a hamstring injury. And the Browns say they've lost running back Kareem Hunt for several weeks with a calf injury.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have just been decimated. I mean, you go into that thing, you know, no Chubb, neither one of your starting tackles, then no Kareem Hunt. OJB is dealing with his stuff, and he came back and got hurt again, and that's not even on the defensive side of the ball. Just injuries can derail a lot of things in the NFL.
ESPN College Game Day will be in L.A. for UCLA-Oregon this week. That marks the 26th time the Ducks have been featured on that show. 14-11, their record, if you're wondering.
That started out, by the way, as Oregon favored by 3.5. It's now gone all the way where UCLA is the favorite by 1.5.
12:30 kickoff on Saturday. Ducks number 10 in the APN coaches poll this week. They are getting healthier. Mace Funa, Alex Forsythe, DJ James, and Trey Benson are all full goes this week. One other Pac-12 note, Arizona lost another starting quarterback for the season, but does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. No.
Gunnar Cruz has a thumb injury, and he is dead.
Whatever. You got blanked by Colorado.
Did you see they held open tryouts on campus last week at Arizona?
Looking for, did they need bodies?
Well, yeah. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
They didn't add anybody, though.
No walk-ons. Well, I mean, like most of the kids that are walking on campus that want to walk on, they don't want to walk on at Arizona.
LSU parting ways with head coach Ed Orgeron. It was announced Sunday he'll finish the season but not return next year. Since going 15-0 and winning the title in 2019, he is just 9-8.
Well, and did you see, too, that he's like bringing his girlfriends and their kids onto the field?
Oh, yeah, we got that story coming up.
Ed, what are you doing, my man?
He's hitting on LSU higher-ups' wives.
Yeah, you can't. Ed, you can't do those things.
Mario Cristobal's name's been mentioned alongside that opening. He does have a $9 million buyout if he were to leave before mid-January. Joe Moorhead saying today, we played the clip earlier, but Anthony Brown is his quarterback. There will be no change there. Mario Cristobal was on The Fan earlier this afternoon with Dusty, and he called any quarterback controversy just creating narratives because they're always evaluating every position. And Jimmy Lake at Washington says they are nowhere near a quarterback change there, as many are calling for the young Heward boy.
Well, I don't know what you're waiting for at Washington, but there needs to be wholesale changes for them next year. I mean, Lake's going to be okay. He's basically 1 year into that deal, but boy, this is bad times. And if you look at basically every advanced matrix you can judge an offense by, UW is better than 89th at anything offensively in the country. And that just isn't going to get it done.
And number one, today is the deadline for Washington and Oregon State employees to meet the COVID vaccine deadline. And Nick Rolovich did not. He had his religious exemption denied by Washington State. So the Cougs football coach is out. He has been fired with cause. And looks like defensive coordinator Jake Dickert is expected to be named the team's interim coach.
Yeah, and just kind of there's different people now and stuff's kind of leaking out. But it sounds like Rolovich knew that this was the most likely option from day one and that this was never a waiver for him. He was fully prepared to go through with this, and he did. There was no budging. I mean, even June Jones, who is his mentor and was his coach at Hawaii, came out, I think it was last week, maybe a little bit before that, you know, week, 10 days, and said he tried to sit down with Rolo and get him to come on board and see this from a different point of view. And he just said that Rolo is Rolo, and when his mind is set on something, he's not going to change it. And that's the one thing you can give Rolovich credit for. I think the way he's handled this is silly. It seems like a weird hill to die on, but it sounds like he was willing to stick to his guns, and I got to give him credit for that.
The Hot 5 at 5, refreshed by Coors Light. When you're stocking up on Coors Light, find the QR code to play the Cornhole Challenge and win great tailgate prizes. Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. All right, let's get back into your college football weekend, including the Oregon Duck message boards lighting up and Lane Kiffin's return to Tennessee. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lady the Fan.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on. College football. We've got Washington State now needing a football coach. Rolovich out.
Liberty has its new football coach. And fire Hugh Freeze and go with Rolovich. It's interesting because my brother was anti-Rolovich during the beginning of this thing. He just thought it was a distraction. You know, this is stupid. And he still feels that way, but all of a sudden you win three in a row and people are like, ah, damn it. There's a reason why they thought Rolo was a good hire. But in a lot of places, Rolo, and this is just where we're at right now, Rolo would be viewed as the dumbest man in the country who walked away from $9 or $10 million over this. But in other places, he will be viewed as a conquering hero and will be a martyr. So I think that Rolovich will not have a hard time getting another job. I don't think this is him walking away from this and then never getting another Power Five job again. I just think it'll be in certain places of the country.
He's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, yeah. When he got hired from Hawaii after the whole Leach thing, I really couldn't think of a better guy that Washington State could go out and get. That was feasible for them, right? That was attainable. I thought it was about as good as you could get. Yeah, it started off pretty rough, but it showed some promise.
So, yeah, it's wild. LSU is going to need a coach.
Yeah, USC needs a coach.
USC needs a coach. Now Washington State. You know, how these dominoes fall will be interesting. I could
they're
totally.
Not, they're not in the same, by the way, they won't be in the same coaching search, those three.
No, but the dominoes affect each other. Like, I could totally see, you know, like, for example, just one example is, LSU is going to go after Jimbo.
Yeah.
Because Scott Woodward hired Jimbo to Texas A&M. He is now coincidentally the AD at LSU. Not only that, but he gave Jimbo his deal at Texas A&M without a buyout.
Hey-o.
He has no buyout. So Jimbo said today, he said, let me pull up the quote. This is great.
Hopefully he was very vague and wanted more than $9 million.
Well, he does make $9 million at A&M.
Yes, he does.
But LSU can pay.
Absolutely.
He said, where the hell did I put that?
I don't know.
Damn it, Jason.
I don't know.
Yeah, so Jimbo Fisher at Florida State in 2016 said, I love this university. I plan on being here for a long time.
Ooh. Well.
Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M yesterday said, I plan on being here and fulfilling this contract. I love everything about this place. So, of course, the idea that Jimbo would leave A&M for LSU, it is not far-fetched.
No.
Jimbo used to work at LSU. That's how he knows Scott Woodward. They worked there way back when. Mm-hmm. They are close. It is possible that Jimbo goes to LSU, but let's say he doesn't because he does have a pretty good gig and something cooking, just beat Alabama at Texas A&M, right?
Yeah.
So if he doesn't, then you keep going down the line. Well, what if Dave Aranda, who was the LSU coach.
He was the defensive coordinator.
He was the defensive coordinator at LSU when they won their championship, I think.
I believe you are correct.
Opposite Joe Brady. Because it sounds like Joe Brady wants to stay in the NFL.
Yeah.
What if they go with Dave Aranda, who's done a really nice job at Baylor, and they pull him over to LSU? Well, there's your opening for Nick Rolovich right there.
Yeah.
At Baylor.
Yeah. Which would, you know, be a place that I think would
conservative
be,
institution. Yep. Yeah, they'd love Nick Rolovich.
They would be happy to have
so it's things like that. Like, who knows how these dominoes fall?
And who knows how many other coaches, you know, become available? Because you could have Miami open, Florida State open, I guess potentially Nebraska, UW. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, Cal. I mean, these are all places where if there was a coaching change, it wouldn't floor anyone. I think some are on better footing than other, but we also have to wait and see how this all plays out and see what other jobs are available.
Do we think LSU will go after Cristobal, or is he too far down their list?
I don't know. I don't know what the national perception of Mario Cristobal is. I think if I was LSU or Florida State or Miami or a place like that, I certainly would take a long, hard look at him because I think he's done a really, really nice job at Oregon. And I think he'd be a very solid hire at any of those places. I just think in order to pull him out of there, you're going to either have to have the heartstring things like Miami does, or just a school with way more resources than Oregon. And I don't think there's many of those jobs. I think you're talking about 10 or 11 of them in the country, but LSU certainly would be one.
Do you think that Ed Orgeron will go be like follow his calling, and now he gets to be a English teacher
down somewhere in the bayou? I think,
Ed's, how do you feel about that?
I think Ed's time as a head coach is probably done at major universities.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafus who wouldn't have ever got past number one.
Anyway. See what I mean?
And I think Ed Orgeron should thank his lucky stars.
He missed his calling.
I think he should thank his lucky stars that Joe Brady and Joe Burrow came along, because outside of that, man, Ed is not a big time.
Well, we know what he is.
College football coach.
This is why USC passed him over. He's a good recruiter. Everybody likes him because he's a man's man, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like that's what he is. But you know, I think this is bodes well for Mario Cristobal at Oregon. Not that Mario Cristobal is Ed Orgeron. I think Mario Cristobal is doing a nice job, as we spoke about in our first hour of radio broadcast today.
Yeah.
But when you know, if you're a figurehead and you're a good recruiter, and you hire good coordinators, you can win a championship.
Absolutely.
They happen to have a special quarterback come through. That's what it takes. LSU, you know, so,
and,
I mean.
And hiring good assistant coaches.
That's what I said. Yeah. Hire good coordinators. So I just feel like, I don't know. The idea that Ed Orgeron is a fraud kind of bothers me a little bit. It's like, dude, he was the head coach of a team that went 15-0. It's not like he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, they won the title. I think he deserves credit. But yes, I mean, obviously he's not Bill Belichick.
No, when you look at Ed's been a head coach for 10 years, right? Over three schools.
Hasn't he won everywhere he's gone?
At Ole Miss, he went 3-8, 4-8, 3-9.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm. Then he got to USC, you know, he had the interim thing, and he went 6-2, right? And that's, he didn't get the job. And from there, he ended up resurfacing at LSU, where, again, he was an interim guy, and he went 6-2. And this time, they did give him the job.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to go 10-3.
Boom.
15-0.
Boom.
And then 5-5 and 4-3.
Yeah.
So.
Well, again, I just think, I don't know. It just bothers me. Like, oh, he was a fraud. He didn't do anything. He won a national championship. No, he's not the greatest X's and O's coach in the world, but Jesus, give him a little credit.
I will, but I hate to put Ed in this category because he seems like a nice guy, although some of the stuff coming out about him, maybe
I'm going to read some of that in a second.
Maybe not so much. I thought that Ed seemed like a very good guy, and he was just a guy that was easy to root for. Ed Orgeron is Larry Coker to me. And Larry Coker won a national championship. Remember? Miami?
Yeah.
And the players on that team, I'm trying to remember if it was, which one said it. I think it might have been Ed Reed who said that they could have hired the janitor and they would have won the national title.
You think
that
that's true at LSU?
I don't know about the janitor. All I'm saying is I think both of those guys are solid coaches. They've been around the game. They're great recruiters, maybe good coordinators. But I think a lot of coaches, and I mean a lot, could have won a national title with that Miami team and could have won a national title with that LSU team. He got the Gene Chizik. Gene Chizik was the head coach when they won a national title. You know who was responsible for that? Gus Malzahn and Cam Newton. And who was responsible for the national title at LSU? That was Joe Brady and Burrow, and then some really good recruiting. So you can give him credit for that.
Well, I think he's better than Gene Chizik.
Okay.
But I see where you're going. Now, this is probably the nail in the coffin, although it's always funny how this stuff comes out after they win the title. Like, it's never a big deal when they're winning titles.
Yeah.
But when they're 5-5,
yeah, then
here come these stories.
Yeah, then the story comes out.
So this is from The Athletic. Brody Miller of The Athletic published a lengthy story about Orgeron that details how the coach supposedly lost his way after LSU won the title. One incident that created problems for Orgeron was when he allegedly pulled up next to a woman who was wearing exercise attire at a gas station and said, "Hey, you look like you work out. We could work out together."
I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph or Salafus who wouldn't ever got past number one. Anyway.
Damn it, Ed.
I think that's what he said right there.
Knock it off.
The woman, according to Miller sources, informed Orgeron that she was married and pregnant.
Oh.
Orgeron supposedly was not deterred and replied, "Why does that matter?" While it doesn't sound like Orgeron knew who the woman was, Miller said she was the wife of a high-ranking LSU official.
Yeah. Yeah.
The higher-ups at the school were not pleased with Orgeron over the exchange.
No. Look, it sounds like, and then there was others that he was bringing his girlfriends practice.
Yes. Another story claimed Orgeron had girlfriends at LSU practice on multiple occasions and that the presence of the women interfered with the team. Now, it should be noted that he is divorced.
Yes.
He got divorced before the COVID thing, I think, during COVID.
And someone tell me Ed wanted to party afterwards.
Yeah, and Ed's a partier.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I mean, the ladies around, I mean.
Well, you know, we did.
Big deal. Again, 15-0, no one cares.
We have heard this before out of LSU. This is not the first time that these have surfaced. Go back to, remember, the Oregon State president. You know, it sounds like maybe it's not the tightest ship that gets run down there at LSU in regards to these sorts of things. So,
well, no, but again, they don't care as long as you're winning titles.
As long as you're winning games.
5-5, it's like, oh, this guy's the worst. But
from Les Miles to Ed, it sounds like you hired the same damn guy.
Now Dan Mullen is like on the hot seat in the SEC.
Yeah.
He's like he has the hottest seat down there now.
Yeah. And Dan Mullen.
They just lost to LSU.
Dan Mullen's a damn good coach, but you can't lose to Coach O, I guess.
I tell you what, this is wild.
And someone asking, do men get creepier as we get older? Yes.
Of course.
Yes, you do. So this is why I'm telling every man out there, please be aware of your age and your creepiness factor. And not everything that pops into your head do you have to say. Sometimes you just keep that to yourself.
So Cristobal taking some heat over, well, I mean, they just look.
I know they keep winning.
Yeah, but.
Look, it was like when Oklahoma was winning, but everyone was like, well, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I feel like Oregon fan just believes in their heart of hearts that this isn't going to end well.
It's if just
they
continue not exciting. To play this way. It's ugly. It's like, ugh. the message boards are lighting up now.
Oregon's 5-1 in the top 10, and fans are collectively like losing their minds.
Well, did you watch them?
Yeah.
That team was 1-4, man.
Yeah. Well, I also,
and they were coming off a bye.
I watched them struggle against Arizona and Fresno.
It's just like.
And for a half, it's Stony Brook.
Weird time in Oregon football right now.
It is.
Very weird.
It's like a transition. It's a transition year, but it's set up to be much better than that if you just play better, and we've seen them at their best, and their best is scary good. See Ohio State.
Well, we'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Prime time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, the message boards heating up. Here's one from Duck Territory. Are you ready for this post?
This scathing expose on Mario Cristobal.
I love Mario Cristobal. He injected a lot of life in not only the football team, but the whole athletic department. However, he is needing some coaching himself. I don't believe Ty Thompson is worse than Anthony Brown. We need to let Ty Thompson play so we're not going into the Georgia game with a new untested quarterback.
I see. Someone should inform Mario that they need to get this guy on the staff immediately because he knows. He's seen the practice tape. He knows that Ty Thompson is the guy.
Well, I just think he's got a point about Cristobal preparing for that Georgia game because
that's the one that they're focused on right now.
You got to be ready for that game.
Yeah, you got to overlook the rest of the schedule, but you know, I got to get ready for that Georgia game.
And then he says, Andy needs to learn clock management and quit being so damn stubborn. Another one says, since the game, it's a different user, says, since the game, it feels a lot like a loss. And then hearing Mario on Brown, it makes me even more sick. At least acknowledge the fans were restless for a reason, and then he stepped up. But nope. The sad part is we are wasting an amazing player like Kayvon Thibodeau once in a generation, and he is being wasted with a team whose offense is a joke.
These people, do you like just read like romance novels and like true crime dramas like on Netflix? Like how much drama are you trying to inject into this? Like you're a top 10 team in the country. You're 5-1. And I hate to tell you this, but this is your offense.
I have more.
This is your offense under Herbert. It was your offense under Brown. Everything we've seen so far. The only outlier really is the Ohio State game. We were talking about this and that was not this great performance on the part of Anthony Brown, although at the end of it, everyone was in love with the kid. This offense lives and dies by their run game. I mean, that's just what this is.
Another one says, football is going downhill with Cristobal.
It's going downhill.
Great recruits with a losing mentality.
Going downhill.
They've won back-to-back Pac-12 titles and have won a Rose Bowl.
Wait.
Top 10 recruiting class.
Hold on. He's not done.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
He was done when he started typing.
Great recruits with a losing mentality will be like Clemson, but worse.
What?
Ah.
I don't get that either.
A team that made the national title game and won it. And,
well, they won two of them.
Yeah.
What?
But worse, though.
Oh, my God.
Been a big fan of him the first couple years, but this is a recipe for disaster. We barely beat a 1-4 team at home. Are you kidding me? Get rid of him now or prepare for the dark age.
I remember when Clemson lost to Syracuse.
They should have lost to him again this week.
Boy, I watched that game. Did you guys watch that on Friday?
I did watch that.
Mike, were you
watching? I watched some of it, yeah.
I watched it. I don't know why.
Most cowardly field goal of all time.
Dino Babers is an idiot. And,
he kind of is.
He's been making truly horrific game time decisions or game management decisions for the entire year. I don't know what he's doing.
How is Clemson's offense that bad? Can you explain that?
I saw there was an athletic.
Because Oregon fan, you could be Clemson.
There was an athletic article that delved into that, and it's more multi-pronged than you realize.
Because they're awful.
Yes, it's really, really something. And I was talking to a buddy of mine this weekend kind of about this and LSU and USC, and this is why the recruiting thing can be a little shaky at times. Look, in order to win a national title, we know you got to be a top 10 recruiter, plain and simple, right? But we have this illusion that because you're a top 10 recruiter, that every guy that comes into the program is going to be the replacement for star player X, right? That as great as Mariota was, well, when we get better recruits, that guy's got to be Mariota or better. And then we got Herbert. So the next guy has to be better than that. And, you know, every year we get these great backs and we get these great receivers. So the next one's going to be, you know, the next one has to be in line with that. And the best example of this is USC. As great as those teams were recruiting wise, once Bush and Lendell and Clay Matthews and Malaluga and these guys had moved on, the next group of guys that came in, the Mark Sanchez's and the Joe McKnight's and guys like this, they were the same level of recruits, if not better than those other guys. But it's really hard to go from Taj Boyd to what? It was Taj Boyd and then Deshaun Watson and then Trevor Lawrence. Well, guess what? you finally ran into this guy with DJ. While he may have been ranked the way those guys are, he's not. At least right now, he's not the same player. And you went from star receiver to star receiver to star receiver, and now you're there, and they're just not quite at the same level. So that's not the only reason the article went
into. I mean, they still have Justin Ross.
But. Exactly. I'm saying the article went into some other reasons too, but the main one is that I don't care who you are in college football, even if you recruiting doesn't fall off, unless you're Alabama, there always appears to be a bit of a dip in this. Now the question is, what do you do with the dip? Is it a 1 or 2 year dip, or does it really send you down?
Yeah, I think the hard part for some Duck fans is that it's just really not exciting.
No.
And
but it hasn't been since he arrived, and it's not going to be because it's not his style.
Right, and I think that fans know that, and that's what's frustrating, right? It's like, this is who they are, and it's just like, oh boy, this is not really that fun.
No.
I mean, I think they would be okay with it if they were winning 42, or not even 42. If they were winning 32 to 17 every game instead of all of these really close games, like if they just... you know, ran the ball. They did what Cristobal wants, but they were pretty comfortably winning these games. I don't think you'd be hearing the same issues.
I think
it'd be boring, but you'd be winning in a way that's like, well, it's working.
And as the recruits get better, you know, because remember, a lot of your offensive recruits, the high-ranked guys are still babies. And we've yet to see one of these new kind of breed quarterbacks, these, you know, top 10 quarterbacks. So maybe this offense in 2 years just becomes dynamic because the talent level is so much greater and we start seeing this. But what we've seen so far from Cristobal is, regardless of who the OC is, regardless of what your O-line, regardless of what your quarterback status is, this is going to be more like an Alabama before Lane Kiffin got there. And by the way, who was there as the offensive line coach and the run game coordinator? Mario Cristobal. And Saban often got criticized for being conservative and trying to win playing old school smash mouth football. The truth of the matter is, it may just be that the crux of this offense is going to look more like those Alabama teams, or maybe for a better, mental comparison, kind of like what Wisconsin or Iowa or one of these big Michigan State for all those years. It may be like that, where he just wants to play a slow down kind of smash mouth sort of game.
It's looking worse and worse that they had Justin Herbert, you know, and we remember how that season went.
Yeah.
And that is not a good look for Cristobal's philosophy, right? Because that guy is
killing it.
He's like, dude, people are already saying they'd take him over Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And they had that. Now, they won the Rose Bowl, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they won the Rose Bowl that year.
This they
won the Pac-12.
Yep.
But suddenly that's now not good enough at Oregon, right?
No.
So you get a special. See, I think that's what's frustrating is you had a special quarterback and you had a great year, but you didn't have the big year.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what expectations are now. When you recruit at this level, expectations go up. And I hate to say this, but I don't think Duck fans are happy with 10-2 and a Pac-12 title anymore. Especially when you beat Ohio State. You went to Ohio State and won.
Yeah. That reset it.
You now have the entire schedule in front of you, and it's the crappy ass Pac-12. You shouldn't be almost losing to Cal. You shouldn't have lost that game to Stanford. I think that's the most frustrating thing.
Could have lost to Fresno State.
It's all right there in front of them, and they're screwing it up. Like, here's RJ. He says, as Duck fans, we are all on the same ride together. We are looking out the windows of the plane and seeing the wings clip the treetops. We know the side of the mountain is coming soon. RJ. And then the next text says, why does it matter that fans are frustrated watching the Ducks? They're 5-1. They don't play for my personal pleasure. I have zero control over what happens on the field, so it warrants the same level of emotional investment. QB1 is adequate at best, but they're 5-1. Yeah. So, you know, there's multiple ways to look at this. I just think Duck fans are a little spoiled by the 55-10 Chip Kelly years.
Yes.
That was so freaking amazing.
Stomping mud holes in people.
But at the same time, that team never got over the hump. So in the end, if Mario Cristobal and this style get over the hump,
that's all that should matter.
That's all that should matter. But I think fans are seeing, they're like, ooh, this is shaky. They're not even favored this week.
I know. That went
they're
from
not even
a,
favored.
Went from 3.5, Oregon is the favorite, and now they're a 1.5-point dog.
So it's kind of, and you came off a bye.
Yeah.
And you were playing a 1-4 team at home.
That's not good.
And you didn't do anything better.
No.
So Clemson, a lot of people were, we were just talking about Clemson. Clemson went into Syracuse. That was off a bye. So a lot of people say, well, Clemson, you know, with Dabo and those coaches,
they'll figure it
out. They're going to be so much better off
17 by 17 points later.
They were terrible.
Yep. They were awful.
So it's, I don't know, man. I totally get Duck fans' frustration. I really do. At the same time, I totally understand Joe Moorhead and Mario Cristobal sitting there going, what the F, man? Yeah. We're 5-1. We're in the top 10.
Yeah. Look at our numbers.
We're still working hard. We know we need to get better. You know, it's like I totally see both sides of it. It's just a weird time in Oregon football.
All I know is, guys, if you want the Oregon offense to get cooking, you got to run the ball and you got to run it more effectively and consistently, because when Oregon runs the ball, Anthony Brown is just fine. It's when the run game kind of disappears that you don't have a downfield passing attack to loosen it up, and that's when things get really, really, really ugly.
I also think what the coaches have told you without saying it, but what they're telling you with everything we've heard today, we heard from Moorhead, Cristobal was on the station. Yep. What they're telling you is the young guys are not better than Anthony Brown.
They are not ready to bring
something different than Anthony Brown. And I really do think we just got to trust them on that. And I know fans hate to hear that and they're frustrated, but you know, I think what the coaches are saying is, hey, if we throw those young kids in there, you're going to see the same crap. Well, it might even be worse.
So I'm with you. And you're like, look down at Oklahoma. Oklahoma just sat coming into the season, one of the Heisman Trophy favorites, because he thought the freshman eventually, despite, you know, Rattler has struggled for several games. It wasn't until that Texas game where it was like, okay, sorry, we're going to try this because I think the freshman can do some stuff. And by the way, now, you know, he'll be in the transfer portal any week now because he's not winning that job back. You can't convince me that if those coaches thought that Ty Thompson or Jay Butterfield were a better option, that they wouldn't be in the game.
Exactly. And so I think we need to get over this whole bench the quarterback thing. I really do. I think it's, they're not going to do it. I thought for sure at halftime Friday,
yeah,
we were going to see a new quarterback. Yeah. I thought for sure. And if we didn't see one there, surely after the third quarter when they were even worse.
Nope.
And we didn't. And guess what?
And Brown played better.
They came back and they won the game. They're not benching him. No, so we just need to get over this.
And it's not like it's just a freshman thing, because they've played freshmen left and right. They have no problem playing young guys. In fact, when you look at Keith Brown was a much bigger recruit than the other guys, but the two other young linebackers, what is it, Bassa and I forget the other one, they played more snaps than Keith Brown did. So this idea that it's just handed to you, because you're an elder statesman, that's hogwash. Oregon will play the guy that is best.
And in the end, I think they can still make the college football playoff with Anthony Brown. I know that's crazy.
They just got to start playing a lot better.
I think they can do it.
Yeah, I do too.
Because we forget that they won at Ohio State.
Yes.
With Anthony Brown. And by the way, Ohio State is kicking everyone's ass since then.
I'll tell you, if Oregon puts on the same level of performance at Ohio State, they will cruise the rest of their schedule. But the problem is that after six games, it does appear right now that the Ohio State game is the outlier, that we've seen what their ceiling is, but we haven't seen them come close to reaching it at any other point.
Well, they better step it up this week.
What's crazy is, what if they just win the rest of their games the same way they've been playing?
They're still in the college football playoff.
Yep. Even if they're not playing consistently great four-quarter games every time, if they just squeak out wins and they finish with one loss, they're in the playoff.
But I said it after the Stony Brook Arizona game. I said after Arizona, if they continue to play this way, they will not go undefeated. Someone will clip them, and that was Stanford. And now bye week and you get Cal. I'll say it again. If they don't continue to improve, and I certainly think they can, but if they don't continue to improve, someone else will get them. This style in the Pac-12 is not going to be conducive to running a table the rest of the way. But we've seen what they're capable of, and that, or even 80% of that, is enough to run the table, because there is not one elite team anywhere in this conference.
Here's a UW fan that would trade places with Oregon in a heartbeat.
UW sucks. Their offense is so brutal.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, a lot we didn't get to today, including our college football weekend walnuts.
We didn't get to any NFL stuff.
Our NFL Week 6 whitefish. And Tennessee showing their true colors. Lane Kiffin back on their campus.
Where do you get a bottle of mustard at a football game?
Well, probably concessions. I would ask where you get a golf ball.
Yeah.
You brought that.
So you just stole.
You were going to throw that. That was premeditated.
You went and stole the but that didn't seem like concession stand mustard. That seemed like just a mustard that you brought from like the local Kroger's.
I don't know, man. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but if you didn't see it, it was wild. And I love Lane Kiffin. I love how he handled it.
I'm telling you, I have become a convert.
I'm down with him too.
I love Lane Kiffin. I think he's fantastic and I root for Ole Miss.
I don't know if I root for Ole Miss, but I root for him. And no. I kind of want to see him get the USC or LSU job and see how he can do with one big crack again, you know?
Yeah, one big swing.
Because I think he could do – well, we know he's a good recruiter.
Yep.
He'll get quarterbacks. But, you know, he's learned a lot along the way, it seems like. He's doing a good job at Ole Miss.
Went to the Nick Saban, career rehab school. Wait till Bill O'Brien gets his next head coaching job.
All right, let's get to the club. I've got billionaire news. You want to talk about billionaires?
Yes.
Are you a billionaire yet?
I am not. I know a billionaire, though.
Oh, do you?
I know that's my neighbor. I've told the story. He's the guy that owns Zoom Info that just went public.
Yeah, yeah.
My man, Henry. He was my neighbor for a number of years. Couldn't be a nicer guy. That blows my mind that that dude's a billionaire. Like, I never thought that I would, like, personally know a billionaire, but I do.
Right in your neighborhood.
Well, not anymore. Something,
right in your rich guy neighborhood.
Something tells me he's upgraded since then and is now living in a palatial state somewhere that I need to come crash at. But
and I have more swastika news.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's the club next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.